I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the 360 podcast, investigating the strange disappearance and suspicious death of a young African-American man in Texas. Also, the ridiculous. Let's get started. One family's serious questions surrounding a young man's disappearance back in November and the discovery nearly 3 weeks later of his body. Questions like, how did searchers miss Alfred Wright's body, even though it was found just up the road from where he vanished? Also, what makes authorities so sure he died of a self-inflicted drug overdose when his family says he did not do drugs? And how can they rule out foul play when one autopsy says that Alfred Wright's throat had been cut and an ear was missing? Why was he undressed when he was found? Those and other questions are casting doubt on the official version. So is the fact that Alfred Wright was a young African-American in a part of Texas with a history of racial tension and one of America's most horrific recent hate crimes. Deborah Farrick begins our report.
The sun was just going down when Alfred Wright pulled into this liquor store on a long, quiet stretch of Route 87 in East Texas, not far from the Louisiana border. The 28-year-old physical therapist was on his way to see a patient when his unreliable pickup truck broke down again. His wife, Lauren, who was home with their two young sons, immediately sent Alfred's parents to get him.
The last time I called him, I just heard heavy breathing. He was in distress of some sort. He was not responding to anything that I was saying.
His parents were still 20 minutes away, and Lauren was growing frantic, sending text after text.
At 5:57, trying to get to you. Answer the phone. Answer the phone. Please answer.
Okay.
And at 6:16, I said, please answer, and that was after I'd already heard him in distress of some sort.
When his parents got to the store, they saw Alfred's truck, but no sign of Alfred, only the clerk behind the counter.
I went and asked her if she saw a clean-cut young black guy in scrubs. She told me that, yes, I saw him out on his cell phone by his truck. And all of a sudden, he put his cell phone in his sock, took off running like the truck was going to blow up.
The clerk did not want to be interviewed on camera by CNN, but told us he left of his own free will, a phrase she repeated several times.
Did he have anything to be afraid of?
No.
Did he have any enemies?
Not that I know of.
Alfred Wright grew up in Jasper and played college football. A musical family, his dad is a pastor and middle school gym teacher. His mom raised five children, including the youngest, Savion, who tried out for American Idol.
It's been a long time coming.
His family says Alfred always seemed happy.
Alfred was a man of great faith.
Change gonna come. Oh,
he loved his family, very ambitious, very driven, very hardworking. His work ethic was phenomenal, fun-loving, and brilliant.
So why would he run, especially alone in the Texas woods, when he knew help was on the way? This part of Sabine County is about a 45-minute drive from Jasper, the town where more than 15 years ago, James Byrd Jr. was chained to a pickup truck and dragged to his death by three white men. People who live in this area, black and white, say racial tension is always just beneath the surface and that things aren't always as they appear. Which is why when Alfred's watch and items of clothing turned up on a ranch near the liquor store where he was last seen, his family raced there to try to find him. His wife was the first to spot a piece of blue cloth, the same color as the medical scrubs Alfred was wearing the last time she saw him.